Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza right here. And it brings me nothing but great pleasure to bring on my next guest. He's a friend. He's a comedian, a hypnotist. And without further ado, let's bring on Flip Orley. How you doing, Flip?
I am doing well. How are you, man?
No complaints. I feel like it's been a little while, man. What has it been, a year or two since we've last spoken?
It's got to be more than a year. So, yeah, I'd say two is probably closer to right.
So just looking at things, I know that you got to play this new club here in Phoenix, Arizona. And by the way, Flip is in town at the Tempe Improv this Friday and Saturday. A couple of shows at 7 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. Go to TempeImprov.com to get your tickets and or go to Flip's website to get your tickets there. Either way, it works. But you got to play at the new club at Desert Ridge. Tell me what that place is about.
You know, I think I was one of the first comics to play it when it was CB Live. And it's just a really fun room, and I'm glad they've got something in North Phoenix. And I think over time they eventually changed it to the Desert Ridge Improv. But, you know, it's the same club. It's really hip. It's got a nice stage, really good sound, and a great audience. We had a lot of fun last night. I did a show there last night. I'm doing one tonight. And, truth be told, I've been doing the Tempe Improv since the middle to late 1800s. So, you know, for me, it's a favorite club. I've been there since they opened. But Desert Ridge is amazing, and I'm thrilled that I get to do both.
Yeah, again, that show tonight is at 7:30 p.m. at the Desert Ridge Improv. So obviously you can get online, get your tickets, and go check out Flip. And I'll tell you from past experience, I've gone to see Flip. I've never volunteered to go up there on the stage, Flip, because I see what you do to people. And it's pretty amazing, actually. So how does that all work?
So, okay, well, and I guess I can answer that a bunch of different ways, but the way, I'll explain how my show works, and then I guess hypnosis. So the way my show works is I don't pick anyone. I ask for volunteers, and that's why anybody who goes is safe, because the only way you get up on stage is if it's your choice to do so. Of that, some people get hypnotized, and frequently some people don't. And I would say on average, like, I don't know, 40 to 60% of the volunteers get hypnotized, typically. But the way it works is you need to have kind of an open mind, and you have to be up there for the right reasons. And then it takes concentration and an ability and a willingness to sort of let go a little bit.
How can you tell if somebody is pulling your leg or if you've really got them under your spell?
So just to get it out there, I'm sure that I've been fooled before. So, you know, someone could get off stage and go, I was faking it the whole time. And that may be true. But what's usually more likely to happen is someone is hypnotized, but they don't realize they are, because you don't feel hypnotized. It's not what it looks like. But what am I looking for? I'm looking for things like pupil dilation. I'm looking for things like facial muscles to begin to relax. I'm looking for instance, when someone responds. I'll give you an example. I go, I'm going to count from one to three. When I reach three, your right arm will start to float up from your lap, and then, you know, we'll hang out in front of your body, stiff and straight, right? And you can really tell there's a difference between someone who consciously brings their arm up from their lap. It's a very deliberate movement versus someone whose arm kind of floats up almost independent of their conscious thought. So it's those types of things that I look for within people. And then little by little, you also sort of get a feel for it. You know, I mean, I've been doing it long enough that I really trust my gut. The other thing that's really interesting, and not that you brought it up, but sometimes someone is so deeply hypnotized that the responses are over the top to the point where the audience thinks they're faking because nobody could be that good.
Right.
But they actually are. And it's weird. It's been almost counterproductive where someone is so deeply hypnotized and has kind of a big personality and the responses are so over the top. I actually start have to work with them less, because the audience starts getting grumpy because they think the person's faking it when I know they're not.
That's the voice of Flip Orley. Again, he'll be at the Tempe Improv Friday, Saturday, a couple of shows at 7 p.m., a couple of shows at 9:45, and I'm also seeing a show on Sunday at 7 p.m. And again, tonight, you can check him out at the Desert Ridge Improv at 7:30 p.m. Go to the website, tempeimprov.com, to get your tickets to see Flip. Flip, who's your favorite kind of person to hypnotize? Is it a certain type of response that you get from them? What makes a person a good person to hypnotize?
Well, first of all, and I will, I try to do my best to answer questions really directly, and so I will, but I sometimes preface. So as a preface, anytime someone gets up on stage for the right reasons, they're not getting up there to mess with me, you know, or whatever, they're genuine, they're sincere, then I'm always really grateful and very appreciative. But again, you're right. That being said, some people get hypnotized and some don't. But once the people who are hypnotized get hypnotized, some seem to be able to respond to a suggestion in a more interesting way than others. And that factor is due to a few things. So, for instance, if I give a suggestion that someone doesn't understand or doesn't appeal to them, or they have some kind of a issue with the idea, or they don't have a frame of reference, their response might be muted or even non-existent. But in general, the person that I'm really looking for and that I enjoy working with most, who's up there with a sincere thought they want to do this, they're open-minded, they follow directions, and then additionally, they have really creative sort of think-outside-the-box kind of responses, where they add something to the show that I would never have expected and that I've never seen before.
It's an interesting thought. So basically, your show is literally dependent upon the people that are in the audience to go out there and have an open mind, a free spirit, and maybe the ability to want to go and make a fool of himself, correct?
Well, you know, I'm gonna change a little bit about the line you said. I genuinely hope that when it's all said and done, people don't feel like they made a fool of themselves, although I'm sure some do. But, you know, I try to be really upfront with people. So this is a show for entertainment. It's not a seminar. It's not a workshop. We're going to be doing silly things. But that being said, like, I'm not going to intentionally embarrass anyone, and I don't want them to feel bad. But, you know, I'm looking for people to sort of allow their creativity and their imagination to sort of take them where their imagination takes them. And so, yeah, it is silly, but I would say more times than not, someone gets off stage and the audience will literally run by me to one of the volunteers because they can't wait to talk to the volunteer, and they become like little celebrities, you know, from that show in that night with that audience, because the audience wants to know, what were you thinking? How did you feel? You know, how did you come up with this? I wonder what I would have done if I were in your shoes, and things of that nature. So they actually, in many cases, have more of a feeling of celebrity than like wearing the dunce cap.
Right. That's pretty interesting. Again, that's the voice of Flip Orley. You can check him out here at the Tempe Improv. A couple of shows on Friday, 7 o'clock. A show on a Saturday at 7 o'clock. Two shows again Friday night later at 9:45. Saturday at 9:45. And again, if you don't check him out one of those 2 days, you get one more opportunity to see him Sunday night at the Tempe Improv at 7 p.m. Or tonight, you can go get your tickets and check him out at the Desert Ridge Improv at 7:30 p.m. Okay, so how often do you find yourself having to pivot one way or another based on what your audience has given you?
I would say every show, and in some cases, several times within a show. So, like, I don't really plan what I'm going to do. You know, the talk that I do up front is kind of similar, which, you know, kind of sets the audience at ease, hopefully, and talks about some of the weird decisions that I've made in my life that have not worked out. And then I kind of pivot to talking about what hypnosis is and how it works and what I'm looking for. But then once that happens, like, I really don't have the show planned because I really can't. I could end up with 2 volunteers or 20 volunteers. People could be very verbal, or they could be kind of more visual and less verbal. They could be outgoing. They could be introverted. And so, you know, as I'm doing one bit with the volunteers, based on how they're responding, you know, it'll make me think, oh, gosh, I was going to do this other bit next, but that's not going to work. I don't think they're going to do it well. And instead, I'm going to have to switch gears and maybe do this other thing instead. And so I'm making adjustments throughout the show, all show, every time I'm on stage.
I love it, man. And I've seen him enough times to know, first and foremost, people get up there. I've never been to a show where only a couple people are there. Usually you put out a bunch of seats, right? And you say, anybody can come up, people go up there. And I'm going to say that I've always seen every single chair be filled. And then you have a weeding out process, don't you? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, that in fact is actually what it is. It sounds nice to say something more like, oh, and as the show goes on and I realize some people aren't hypnotized, I tell them that they'd probably have more fun watching the show from the audience. But I mean,
yes,
in fact, it's a weeding out process.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it does seem to work. It's very effective. You know, I've seen people, you know, bark like a dog, act like a chicken. And like you said, I always like the person that you bring up there, and they do. They want to be like a star. So you snap your finger or whatever your trick is with that person. And then all of a sudden they turn into that character. It's unbelievable. I mean, honestly, it is a thing of beauty to watch you do your thing on stage. And I'm just not brave enough to give you the opportunity to not let me make a fool of myself, I guess.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for all those very kind things that you said. I really do appreciate it. And then in addition to that, that's actually one of the things I like about the show, is that whether you ever come to another show or not, or whether you come to several shows or whatever, you always know that once you're in the showroom and once the show starts, that you're going to be able to do what you think is best for you. Right. So you never have to worry that you're going to somehow get peer pressured into getting on stage. So you can see another 100 shows. And unless or until you decide to volunteer, you know that you'll never be on stage because you'll never have to go on stage.
Yeah,
so and that's what I like. I don't want people to show up in my show and then to leave having had a bad time. It's like, oh, I got on stage and I wish I wouldn't have done that. It's like, you know what? You're here for fun. Do what is going to be best for you so that you can enjoy your evening.
Couple minutes left in the segment, and Flip, I really appreciate you taking time out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, because obviously we talk about sports most of the time, but I'll tell you what, I truly enjoy talking to you, other comedians, about life and everything that you guys do, because quite frankly, it intrigues me. Like, we always want to be something that we're not. So I appreciate you letting me into your world the way that you've let me into your world over the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And, you know, I've spent time with you after the shows at different bars that we go out and hang out after and things like that. And I've gotten to know you, the person, as well as you, the comedian. You're a great guy all around. You like dogs just like I do. So that's a great thing about you. Can you do me a favor? Leave the people listening with something about you that they may not know.
Oh, gosh. Hi, let's see, born and raised in Phoenix. I've been divorced 5 times. My fourth ex-wife is a Cajun girl, and for that reason, I moved to Louisiana. I've got a 19-year-old son. He was born through in vitro fertilization because, as it turns out, like my doctor said, I'm fertile, I'm just not mobile.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Hey. Medical intervention.
Yeah. But obviously, man, I do appreciate you taking time out with me. I know you got other things to do. One more time, you can check them out Friday and Saturday. 2 shows, 7 p.m. One show, that's when they are, or 9:45. And then again on Sunday, or even tonight, one more chance at the Desert Ridge Improv. Flip, I really appreciate you taking time out with me, man. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully I'll get to the Tempe Improv to check you out.
And you know, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, and I hope we get a chance to see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Flip Orley right here on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. We'll be right back. Keep it close.